My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. All right, we've given you all of our division winners, Super Bowl winners, who's in the title game, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's time for the spicy, bold
prediction. Hey, before that, I think you guys would look better giving your bold prediction in these.
Ooh, I like this. This is a curveball.
Our annual bit.
Swag alert. Here comes Mike Maher.
We changed it up a little bit this year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We've got a curveball.
Got a drum roll. Drum roll,
yeah,
kicks.
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Should we thank our guy Chuck Lee? I'm assuming.
Ooh, crew neck. I like. I don't have a lot of crew necks.
Ooh.
Oh, I like. Yes. I like that. I'm feeling that. Junkies with the crab with the football as its body, yes, in the middle
XL,
of the logo.
Yeah, we have a 2XL.
Very good.
You got to feel the quality, too.
Are they nice and soft?
Yes.
On the inside?
These are probably the best ones that we've had in the four
Show
years
the
we're
camera.
Doing this.
It didn't catch Mike.
I need an XL. Give JP a small because he's wearing a small Terry McLaurin jersey. So ship him the
are
small.
Are you telling me it's not form-fitting?
No, JP, it's fine. I'm just goofing
That's
on
That's not
you.
How jerseys are supposed to look.
No,
it's supposed to look big.
No males.
He's wearing a jersey dress.
Males in America don't wear smalls. You're bucking a trend. That's all.
I'm hey, how soft does that feel?
I know, it's nice.
Beige and cream are too hot. They're hot colors right
beige
now.
Beige and
hot.
Cream? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Look, anyone under the Mars age is always wearing
those colors. We really have to thank Chuck. He stepped up.
Chucky.
Drab gave him a design. He kind of ran with it.
Thank you,
and
buddy.
Did his own.
The crab kickoff.
Did his own graphic for it.
That's
Get
awesome.
The AS. Did the printing. They do a lot of printing of Stanley's, T-shirts.
Get that
anything
Stanley.
You want.
I need to hit up Chuck about Raspberry. I need to hit up Chuck.
He'll take care of Raspberry. And also, he's opening Hyde Social soon in Clarendon. It's a upscale lounge-type bar.
Nice. Are you gonna be the official? Are you gonna be
I don't
the
know,
bouncer?
I might be a bouncer. I might have to moonlight as a bouncer.
Yeah,
but it's Clarendon's stylish new hangout. Hyde Social.
All right.
Follow
gotcha.
Him on
Thank
social.
You. Thank
I've got
you very
three
much,
layers
Chuck.
On. I don't know how long I can do three layers. But it feels so good.
Yeah. Chuck's
it
always very
great.
Good to us.
Thank
so,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chucky.
Chuck.
Raspberry
Lee.
Next week. We got to try to get it hooked up.
All right. So let's get into our bold predictions. Don't forget at 9:20, we will have a discussion, a debate, a healthy debate about who to pick in the Circus Survivor Pool. We'll do that at 9:20. But now it's time for bold predictions. Jason, lead off.
Oh, okay. All right, I got two. My first one is Bryce Young is comeback player of the year in the NFL.
Okay.
Terrible year last year. 11 touchdowns, 10 picks. Completion percentage at 59%.
Gross.
Total yardage was 2877. sacked 62 times.
Oh, wow. Man. That's Sam Howell-like.
Yeah. They went out and they got some help, you know, and they got some more guys to throw to, including Deontay Johnson.
Love
they improved
him.
The offensive line. I think he comes back, throws like 22, 23 touchdowns, and has a much better year. Comeback player of the year.
Like it.
My second one, you know it's coming. Jimmy G replaces Matt Stafford at about week 8 and leads the Rams to a wild card spot.
Okay, are you doing a bit now, or is this... I like the Jimmy G.
He replaces an injured Matt Stafford.
Not because they've given up on his talent.
No.
Okay.
An injured Matt Stafford.
Okay, that makes sense.
And Jimmy G, he leads the Rams to a wild card spot. There you go.
Okay.
By the way, I just sent you my Survivor plays.
Oh, thank you, sir.
My bold predictions. So the Los Angeles Chargers last season finished 5-12. Whacked their coach. They finished dead last last year. Brought in Harbaugh. I'm a Harbaugh mark.
You're Stan.
I'm a little bit
Harbaugh
of a Stan
over there.
I mean, all he does is win every place
he
goes.
True.
All I do is win.
Now, they got rid of their receivers.
Yep, all of them.
But our guy Dave Richard says Josh Palmer's pretty good.
That's his mega sleeper.
I saw they're turning a defensive tackle into a fullback. Changed his number to 44. They're going to pound the football.
Yeah.
Got rid of Austin Eckler because they're like, you're too small, you're too old.
Yeah.
We're going to run the rock. My bold prediction is that they will not only make the playoffs, they will win a playoff game.
Ooh. Okay. Seems a little spicy.
Lurch.
Yeah.
You gave me about 2 ounces of this 10% beer. I feel a little tipsy. I'm not kidding.
It's 9.5.
It's powerful.
Also, you're sleepy.
Hey, you know what?
Now I'm going to be sleepy all day.
EB, drink 3 of those in about an hour span, and that
you're
was
on
me
the
last
floor.
Night.
What? Yeah. I mean, I barely slept last night.
It was
night.
Like me taking the Zen.
Yeah.
What'd you do last night?
I had my friends from Tampa in town.
They were partying until 2 in the morning?
Well, we didn't get home till like 9.
They're not rooting for the Bucks this weekend, are they? Your friends from Tampa?
I don't think they really care, but... I don't think they care. They're hockey people.
Ah, okay.
All right, my second bold prediction, I think Caleb Williams is going to light up the league, and he's going to have 35 touchdown passes or more.
Wow.
35 as a rookie?
35 as a rookie.
That's bold.
That is bold. When's the last time a rook passed for 35 touchdowns? Has it ever happened?
Haven't studied it. Don't know.
It may have never happened.
It's not supposed to be the normal predictions.
No,
it's bold predictions.
I like you're going big over there, JP.
What did Dan Marino throw for his rookie year?
I'd have to look it up.
I thought Baker had at one point.
Actually, his second year, he threw almost 50.
Yeah.
Herbert threw 31 past the 27 by Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
All right, so that's the record?
31, Herbert. Yeah.
The thing that would get me nervous about it is if you look at last year's league leaders in touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes kind of had a down year, right?
Well, touchdowns
were
down.
Dak with 36.
Yeah.
So that was it. Only one guy did it last year. Dak with 36.
I like it.
All right, my turn?
Yep, you're up.
All right. The much maligned but reportedly improved cornerback Emmanuel Forbes leads the team in interceptions, and that's not a big bold thing because he's one of the starting quarterbacks. But I'll say it was 6 or more. 6 or more.
That's bold. That's boldy.
How many did he have as a rook?
I don't know.
Did he have 1 or 2?
I mean, everyone just thinks he sucks. So is that not bold enough?
No, I think that's great. That's plenty bold.
All right, and then my other one.
I would have bet $1 million you were going to do a Commanders play.
Well, that's all I care about. My other one will be to counter JP. I'm going to say Jaden Daniels stays healthy, starts, this is with Jason, all 17 games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starts and stays healthy, all 17 games, and wins Rookie of the Year.
Mm. Like it.
That's my bold prediction.
That's bold.
Forbes had 1 pick as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm going to say he leads the team.
All right.
It's not really that bold, but I'm going to say with 6 or more. He's the poor man's Bland. This team.
But is Jaden Daniels for Rookie of the Year that bold? I mean, he's like the second favorite.
Well, he's got to stay healthy to do it.
17 games is
I think he's going to start 17
games. That's tough to do for a running quarterback.
I mean, it might not be that bold, but
For me, it's bold. All right, I've got three bold predictions. First, Sam Darnold turns in a career year leading the Vikings offense. Oh, he throws for 4,000 plus yards.
Oh my God.
And 28 touchdowns.
That's way bolder.
And the Vikings
than me.
Flirt with a playoffs bid, fall just short.
Go look at what he has KOC as his OC.
Go look at what guys like head coach. Trash like Nick Mullins do in this offense.
All right.
They go out and they rack up yardage and touchdowns.
All right.
When I saw Justin Jefferson's numbers with Kirk and anybody else, there's not much of a difference.
Yeah, because KOC knows how to run an air raid style offense.
Well, when Darnold starts throwing picks like two a week, he's going to go
then this is going
to
be a cold prediction instead of a bold prediction. That's the way this works.
All right, let's go to Valdez and his death prediction.
He's got two more.
Are you that hammered? He said he's got three.
All right. EB, you'll like this one.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is a monster as a rookie. Rushes for 750 yards. Accounts for 32 total touchdowns, rushing and receiving as a rookie.
Well, that's
rushing
of the year
and throwing.
So you're thinking rookie of the year.
Well, no, that's Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
he's got him receiving.
That's why he's got it in bold. You know what?
I typed it wrong.
He's got it in bold throwing predictions because he knows it's not going to happen.
Throwing and rushing. 32 total touchdowns.
I think he's going to be a baller.
And my final bold prediction, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, they will combine for 3,500 receiving yards as the Dolphins make a playoff spot.
1,700 each? 1,750?
Ish. Yeah, wow. I mean, Tyreek had basically 1,800 last year.
Wow.
And Tua can sling it. So I think they're both going to go
Tua's going to be MVP.
It depends on if Waddle can stay on the field.
Got a lot of MVPs.
He has some issues staying on the field.
I hope you are correct on that.
All right, now we go behind the glass. Bold predictions.
Where are we going to go? Let's go to the afterthought first. Let's go to Mike Marr.
All right, we're going to start in São Paulo, Brazil tomorrow night. Howie Roseman will have Nick Sirianni held for ransom if the Packers pummel the Eagles.
They're just leaving behind there in Brazil.
All right.
All right.
All right.
He's holding for ransom.
Doing shtick. He's
that seems like something about the Eagles. He's
a Valdez protege. He had a Valdez protege.
He was given that.
Yeah.
All right. Second prediction, Mike Tomlin will go below 500 for the first time as Steelers head coach. 17 seasons above 500 so far.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like it.
I think it's 500 or better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not above 500.
So he's saying he's going to go below for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
A losing record.
And then to round it out, Jaden Daniels will break the single-game rookie rushing record, which is 138 yards by RG3 in 2012.
Oh, that would give me chub.
I'd be walking around like with a
I'll have a big eggplant in my pants.
A bump in my pants.
See, RG3 popped off a little bit. He was upset because ESPN fired him, which, okay. Yeah. He at first was very grateful and thankful.
Yeah. Now.
But they hired one of the McCourties, I think. And now I think he feels slighted like he got replaced.
Oh, okay.
He did.
Well, they're more likable. That's what it comes down to. People didn't like working with RG3.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's why they fired him, but maybe it is.
I'm not saying that's the only reason. Mm-hmm. I think it's part of it.
Yeah. I'm guessing it has a lot to do with his social media.
No.
So they fired Ponder as well.
All right, Valdez, bold predictions from you, sir.
All right. Jaden Daniels will receive more MVP votes than C.J. Stroud did his rookie season.
Nice. Well,
did C.J. Stroud receive?
He had 4 points.
Okay.
Of MVP votes.
Okay.
So
I like it.
A lot of Jaden bets.
There's a lot
here.
Of Jaden love.
Yeah, I like
so
it.
So he just has to get five or more points in the system.
All right.
All right. Bold prediction number two.
Yeah.
An in-game coaching gaffe will trigger EB to call for Dan Quinn to, quote, turn your stupid backwards hat around.
Ooh. I like that. I do like that.
Hey, I like that he wears a backwards hat. I'm not going to kill him for that.
I thought you were going to get me for something I've said before, but this is good. No, I like it. You're projecting,
really. He'll botch a timeout.
Yeah.
He'll try to go for a fourth down and get stuffed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you'll come in the next day.
You're going to be so
and
bitter.
And you're going to be bitter because you're in the throngs of a playoff push.
Yes.
And you're going to say, that MFing loser turned your hat around.
Right. Because I'm okay with backwards hats, except when you're a head coach. Yeah. Like head coaches, you wear them straight.
And then this is gratuitous.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's sex tape will emerge on September 28th.
Okay. Impossible, but I love it.
Is that the date of that's the supposed breakup?
That's yeah. the supposed breakup date.
Yeah, according to their contract. Dude, the alleged contract.
The lawsuit. Like, if imagine if he secretly taped Taylor and then he leaked it.
He would be the lawsuit, poorest guy on the planet.
He would be, yeah.
he would be sued for every last
penny. But if that tape came out. That would blow away.
No, I've stopped doing that ever since it almost came true with DeMar.
Yeah. Oh, you felt bad.
Yeah. Poor taste.
That would blow away like the Kim K tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor right? Swift?
Oh, that would be the it'd biggest blow one away. Ever.
It's the Holy Grail. I don't think she's that hot, but I think it's the popularity would correct. Be insane. Yeah. Yeah.
It almost be up there with what's the nubs one you watched with the guy, the dog barking in the background.
Oh, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
That was hilarious. Yeah. That's the most amateur porno tape ever.
You love amateurs, though.
I do like amateurs.
Weren't they wearing like weird
he
masks?
Yeah. He was all gross.
Is he with us anymore?
Randy Quaid's so. Still
yeah,
alive.
Yeah. He is?
Yeah. I think he might have like testified recently.
His career is dead, but he's right. still alive.
Yeah. Or did you say Hulk Hogan takes a phone call in the middle of it?
Yeah, yeah. Nick calls him in the middle of poning. Bubba Love Sponge's wife.
And did he stop poning?
Yeah, he stopped poning and go take the phone call from
Nick. Hey, brother, I gotta take this call!
I do remember that guy had a Louisville Slugger. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Steroids didn't hurt that part.
I didn't do any number on him. No.
Yeah, he's good.
I think
he's
steroids good. Made it bigger.
Yeah. Imagine what he was without steroids, maybe. Wow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, he
all right, Drabby, bold predictions.
I will stick with the MVP theme. Joe Burrow becomes the third unanimous MVP in NFL history, only done by Tom Brady and Lamar.
Ooh, okay, like that.
That's my on-field bold and my off-field. In January, it will be announced at the age of 72 that Bill Belichick is a new father.
Oh, that's a
great one.
Really, hey, he's on Instagram one. Now.
I saw that Instaface. I saw that. Yeah, that's great.
Can right, influence.
You know, that's a great prediction.
Thank you.
It's a great prediction. That actually is. That's a good one.
All right, so those are our NFL predictions and bold predictions. When we come back, we are going to figure out who we're taking in week one of the Circa Survivor Pool. We're going to try to win like $9 million.
Legit on the line.
If we can stay alive, we will do that next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.